When I hear Herb Albert, it just reminds me that I get to talk to Paxton Quigley yet again here for another episode of Cannabis Healing, reporting live. Paxton, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Adam, and hello to all of our listeners. Today, we're going to be talking about Parkinson's disease and cannabis research that can help alleviate Parkinson's awful, debilitating symptoms. But first of all, I got to tell you a little bit about Parkinson's. It's a neurological disease, and approximately 60,000 Americans a year are diagnosed with Parkinson's. And it's estimated that 1 million Americans have the disease, and between 7 to 10 million people worldwide have it. Quite amazing. And also, men are more likely to get the disease than women. Many of us know someone who has Parkinson's. I happen to. My friend was diagnosed 12 years ago, and I remember we used to go salsa dancing together, and he was a terrific dancer. And now he's confined to a wheelchair and requires 24-hour care. So with us today is Stephen Konigsberg. He's the general counsel for Tikkun Olam, an Israeli company. It's a world leader in cannabis research. Tikkun in Hebrew means repair the world. Hello, Stephen, and welcome back to Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you, Paxton? Glad to be here.
I'm doing well. Tell us what Tikkun's researchers have found to treat Parkinson's disease with cannabis.
Okay. Tikkun Olam has been around since, 2005, and it was the first medical cannabis business in the industry. As they started getting patients to come into their clinic, what they did was they started to collect data on these patients and for various ailments, because this was part of the program in Israel. Between 2013 and 2015, they started looking at particular at Parkinson's disease. This, again, of course, is a debilitating disease worldwide. However, Israel is quite small, and the sample size was quite small. I mean, maybe about, 50 patients, initially. What they found was that after smoking cannabis, which was mostly, they weren't focused essentially on the strains themselves, but what they found was it would improve symptoms of Parkinson's in the initial stages of treatment and did not cause major adverse effects.
Now, when you mean about symptoms, I know I've seen some movies that show somebody shaking that has got Parkinson's, and after, for example, smoking cannabis, they stop shaking. Is that
yes.
what
amazing,
happens?
Right? Yes. Listen, this is not a full-on clinical study. This is an anecdotal study, I should point out. But as you have seen in the video, which I have seen as well, right, this seems to work on various patients with their tremors. And again, this is sometimes early stage and as well as late stage. This study focused on the early stage tremors and found that it did have some help. Now,
what about alleviating pain? And I know that some people have a problem eating. They can't eat and they got bad sleeping patterns.
Very, very good point. Now, after this study, which was between 2000 and 2015, based on these results, they went for a much wider sample. Between 2015 and 2017, they monitored about 2,800 patients, so a little bit older. The Parkinson's focused on about 60 to 70, and this was about 70 to 75. And they were treated for pain, and they were mostly cancer patients, but again, there was a large sample that also had Parkinson's. And after 6 months, for example, they felt well enough that 20% of these people stopped using their pharmaceutical pain medication, their opioids. They stuck with the cannabis. This tells you something quite incredible. But again, this is an initial study, and I think it just shows what is really required here, and that's more testing and more clinical trials.
Now, was there anything else that they started eating more, sleeping better? Because I had a friend who had Parkinson's, and the only way she could really fall asleep was she would smoke cannabis and get a
right.
good night's sleep.
It's very interesting you say that. Now, obviously, the study was not focused on that particular issue. They were asking more of a general group of questions. And really, the focus on pain showed that an amazingly large percentage of the patients basically, stopped using their opioids and started focusing on the cannabis itself. And the fact that the world population right, is getting older just tells you that, you know, the real issue here is federal funding and funding for additional cannabis research in this area.
Now, is Israel doing more of this without thinking about the rest of the world?
Yes.
In terms of getting funding?
Yes, they are. In fact, you know, they're not only getting local funding, but they're also getting outside funding because of the deep knowledge that Israel has in this area. I mean, they've been studying this plant for 30, 40 years. People are clamoring to get into deals with local Israeli hospitals and clinics to actually do these clinical trials that the studies clearly show that are required.
Now, I want to ask you, in the United States, are there any physicians who are talking about this and telling people, yes, you know, have your, you know, whether it's your grandfather, your father, your uncle, your husband, or whatever, you know, maybe smoke some cannabis? What is happening in that area, or is it still closed here in the United States?
Well, it is still closed, but it is opening and opening quite quick. I can give you a personal story. I went to see a doctor a year ago and told him of my business and what we're doing and how we're helping patients. However, doctors, you know, are not, you know, this is in New York, mind you, and every state is different. Doctors in New York aren't prescribing it. There was like a small list of maybe a dozen or so doctors that actually entered the program. A year later, he's calling me and asking me how to get more involved. It's opening up, and it's opening up rapidly because patients are now feel more comfortable, especially elderly patients, feel more comfortable asking their doctor about it. The stigma around cannabis is starting to change.
Now, is there a list anywhere of those doctors who, shall we say, are more open to talking about it? I mean, how do people, you know, find out where to go?
Very, very good question. Now, this is because there is no federal, the cannabis is federally illegal. This is all done on a state-by-state basis. Each state that has a medical program has a web page. Generally, again, this is, I can't opine for all 30 states, but most of the states that I have been working with have a general medical marijuana page in their Department of Health or wherever there it's regulated. And within those pages, you can find doctors. Again, I'm not saying every state, but I know in some of the states that I have seen, there is a list of doctors that are involved in the medical program because they need to be licensed to do so. Again, this is not, this is, you know, the stigma surrounding cannabis is changing because of this. I think the regulatory nature and the openness of the states to put this in the database, I think, is very helpful.
Interesting. Now, the one thing I wanted to ask you is about why do men seem to have more of the disease than women? I know it's not a great big percentage, but they found that more men have it.
Are you talking about Parkinson's now?
Yes.
Honestly, I do not know. I am not a medical doctor in that sense, and I don't know why Parkinson's in this particular case would affect men more than others. This is something I do not know.
Yeah, it's a small percentage, but I know when I was doing my research, I came upon that figure, and I said, I wonder what that's all about.
But yeah, it's very interesting. Although, you know, I have very good friends that have Parkinson's at a very young age. And they're traveling to Israel to get help. It's amazing. I wish they could come to the States.
Yeah, well, it will eventually. Tell me, are there any available books for people to get, or that hasn't happened yet?
There are a lot of books out there on the efficacy of medical cannabis. You know, one of the things that I think is helpful here is in this particular case, Google is your friend. There are a lot of studies out there, dozens of studies on the efficacy of medical cannabis. And really, put I would do a simple search, Parkinson's disease and cannabis, and you'll see many articles come up and studies as well.
Good. And just a final question. Is there anything else that Tikkun Olam is doing right now that we should know about?
We are actually conducting, at least five to seven clinical trials on various ailments. And at the moment, we feel that Israel is the place to do this. It is a wonderful location to get phase 1 and phase 2 studies done, which we hope by the end of that process, America will be much more open, because this is where you'll need to do your much more complicated, larger studies. But the work done by our cousins at Tikkun Olam Israel is quite fantastic, I must say.
And are there people in the United States that are involved with the Tikkun that are doing the same thing, or is it just only happening in Israel?
It's very difficult. You cannot. There is no place to get medical cannabis officially for research in America, except for the University of Mississippi. Believe it or not, and they make what you would call when we were kids, not the good stuff. It's horrible stuff, and
very, very difficult.
Yeah, and very, very difficult to actually obtain it. So it's not good, and you can't obtain it. So I got to go someplace else.
Yeah,
it's too bad. We're behind. America is behind on this issue. Canada, Israel, other countries are far out ahead of us.
It's so bad to hear that. Tell me what your website is, so people can go there to get more information.
Sure, we're TikkunOlamUSA.com. TikkunOlamUSA.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So please go, and we tend to post studies all the time, studies of our, that we have done and that other people have done. And I think it's a great resource.
Oh, good. I'm so happy. And I appreciate all of your knowledge.
Thank you. Thank you. Great. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. Next week, we're going to be speaking with Carrie Clark. She's the president of the American Cannabis Nurses Association, and she's going to be talking about cannabis and epilepsy. And there is so much epilepsy in the United States, and now so much research how cannabis can help epilepsy. So I hope that you'll all join us next week and listen to Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. Take care.